Morning.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. How long are you involved in online security and making people aware regarding their rights and responsibilities regarding online matters?
Since about 2013, sold a previous business in another IT area, moved on to cybersecurity. Been doing it now for, I suppose, nearly 10 years.
Nearly 10 years, and it's Be Secure Online. We're going to talk about Facebook now this morning. You're going to hear a number of different clips that we had with Mary Butler the other day, Minister of State for Mental Health and Older People. And she was talking about a laughing emoji, the famous laughing emoji case. Can I ask you generally, just before we start, the situation regarding Facebook? Does anybody police Facebook at the minute, Graham?
Facebook is essentially in Europe, under the control of the Irish-based Data Protection Commissioner. She is based in Pembroke Street in Dublin. She was formerly down the country somewhere, famously over a Centra shop. And a lot of other European countries have been complaining about the fact that she's not active enough and that the office is not sufficiently resourced. It's Irish controlled because most of these large social media companies are based in Ireland for their European operations.
So the first thing that Minister Mary Butler spoke about was the idea of somebody saying a horrible thing to her and putting a public message up. So here's a little bit of what Mary Butler had to say the other day.
There was two items that I suppose happened over that weekend, and the first one was that on the Friday night, just as we were going in to vote the next day, my Facebook page was sent the following: "You fat C-U-N-T, go get a rope and go to the shed." So that was sent to my Facebook page for anyone to see, with the person's name on it, for all and sundry to see.
Okay, and what we heard subsequently was that the Gardaí, as part of their investigations, Graham, they went and visited this particular man, a family man, and he admitted putting the Facebook post up, and he apologised to the Gardaí and said he would apologise to Mary Butler, which he subsequently didn't, or it hadn't been forthcoming at this stage. What happens in a situation like that? There was no prosecution coming from that. Is that can't be seen as fair comment. That surely should be seen as abuse, should it?
Yeah, it's abuse and it's assault and it's illegal in every way. And of course, it's slander, libelous, all of that. But the simple facts are, it's sort of common currency nowadays. If you're in a public position, and we were talking a second ago about Davy Fitz and others, every day of the week, people take abuse for being online. The facts of the matter is that when you're online, you just need to expect the world to be more above. It's very unfortunate. It's from school kids all the way up to adults and indeed elderly. People just feel the right that it's their right to insult you at their will when they want to, if they're feeling a wee bit down. It's just unfortunate. That is how the internet is, and the guards don't have the resources to challenge everybody who misbehaves online. It's just as simple as that. And unfortunately, you need to expect it to happen if you're on social media and in a public position.
But as you say, that doesn't make it right. Is it technically illegal? Because he didn't threaten her per se, he told her to go on and do something to herself. So in terms of that technicality, if you want to put it like that, it's a horrendous, awful thing to say. But maybe the DPP would have seen it not as a direct threat, and that's why a prosecution has not been forthcoming.
Yeah, that and the fact that there's just a lack of precedent here. We've discussed this other issue. We don't, unlike India and other places, we don't have a cyber police force, we don't really have cyber courts, and we don't have a judiciary and a police force that are used to dealing with the cyber issues, online threats, bad language, assault. If she'd put that in writing in a newspaper, actions would have been taken. Yes, technically it is illegal, but there are a lot of practicalities here, and the whole social media and internet thing is still settling, and until it settles and the guards and the police take prosecutions and the DPP enforce those and the court sentence, until we get to that stage, which I think is still some way off, Damien, this sort of thing is going to continue. Somebody is going to be caught out and they will be famously the first person to be done.
Now, the next thing that arose was then supposedly somebody on Mary Butler's account, herself or somebody else, was supposed to have put a laughing emoji up on a post that somebody else had done in relation to paedophilia. So she effectively was supposed to have been laughing at this. And this is what she had to say in the interview the other day.
Secondly, I was accused of mocking victims of paedophilia on Facebook with a laughing emoji. It's interesting, actually, the way it happened, because because I was actually here on the Monday. So the election was on the Saturday, the count was on the Sunday. I was elected about 3 o'clock in the morning. At 10 o'clock the next morning, you had the four of us here, Damien, sitting here, and we were all tired and we were all delighted to be re-elected. Going home and watching a little bit of the election that we had thought was going well for us, but actually subsequently didn't go as well as we had hoped on the Monday. And myself and Jane actually went to bed for the whole afternoon because we were exhausted. And I was woken up in the evening to say that I had been accused of laughing at victims of paedophilia with a laughing emoji.
And again, Mary Butler is at pains to say that herself or Jane, who had access to her Facebook account, did not have any interaction with that account, and that the other only person in Dublin, a Fianna Fáil person in Dublin, did not either. How does one hack a Facebook account, Graham Mulhern?
Firstly, the first question you sort of asked there is it possible? Of course it's possible, but the Gardaí normally find this sort of thing to be unlikely. This is true of everything about social media, Damien. It's true of, say, sexting for kids and sexting for adults. It's usually not some kid in Minsk in Russia who breaks into your phone. As we say in all of our talks to people, businesses and others, this is where most of the errors get made. The internet is a learned habit. It's like driving. You need to know what you're doing. You should learn the basics. We need to teach people how to win online and not to lose online.
Yeah, and again, she said she was asleep and she said Jane was asleep and there was no interaction. So how does one actually hack a Facebook account, Graham Mulhern? Do you need to get passwords? Do you have to be a big tech whiz to do something like that?
No, not really. Firstly, you know, you've heard the expression phishing, and phishing is something where you get an email and you respond to it, or you get an email and you fill in an online form, and the subsequently those email addresses are put on the what's called a dark web, and they can be sold as service online for as little as $10 an hour. So it's very easy to get these details. And for people who are interested, there's a website called haveibeenpawned.com without the A. You might check that out later for people and give them the details. But everybody in the world can pop in, and it's a totally legitimate site, their email address, and see has it been hacked by anybody. My own Yahoo address has been hacked over 100 times. I've had it 25 years or nearly 25 years, that Yahoo address. That site, haveibeenpawned.com, will tell you whether or not you have been hacked. Don't panic if you have, just change the password on that account.
Here's what Mary Butler had to say then subsequently. As we said, she said that there was no interaction from her own site at all, from herself or Jane or from anybody in Fianna Fáil. Here's what you had to say next.
I contacted the only other person that had access to my account, which would be Dave in the Fianna Fáil office that would support us with social media. He actually took down my page. Such was the levels of abuse. So the following day, as I said, my Facebook page was suspended temporarily. Fianna Fáil, the guy who runs the social media, and these guys now would be well tuned in, you know, that's what they do for a living. He was able to come back to me to prove that there had been no interaction from my page. We were actually asleep at the time.
So he was able to prove there was no interaction from that page. That's possible, Graham, is it? To prove that?
Again, possible.
Okay, following on from that then, we spoke about what's called a URL and the interaction regarding this. Here's a little clip of what Mary Butler had to say again next.
Facebook were absolutely hopeless and were so unhelpful at the very, very start. Working with the detective in Tremore, working with the Garda Crime Prevention Unit, managed to get a court order to look at my page and a couple of other pages at that time for the 4 days, so the Friday, the Saturday, the Sunday and the Monday of the election. They didn't block the investigation, but they weren't prepared to give any information whatsoever regarding any of the pages that might have been involved without the Gardaí acquiring a court order.
So the Gardaí sought a court order, obviously.
And received it from the judge.
On advice and discussions with yourself. They discussed this with you and you said, this is the only way we can do this.
No, the Gardaí never spoke to me about the court order. They went themselves.
They so the Gardaí the,
yeah,
went
so
to
I
the,
met
the
with
High
them.
Court, was
yeah.
it?
I'm not sure
okay,
where
they got
they
a court
went.
Order. They, and this, what did this court order oblige Facebook to do?
The court order obliged Facebook to show any interaction from my page for those 4 days, any interaction from the page with the laughing emoji, which I can state categorically, there was no interaction whatsoever with me on. And I want to be clear on the record of that. So the page where it appear that I was laughing at the laughing emoji, that person never interacted with my page.
Reaction to that, Graham, please.
Oh, God. I mean, it is well known that Facebook don't really cooperate with these inquiries, even if the guards, even if the Gardaí insist. Also, the nature of the accusation there, or whatever, seemed very uncertain. And I didn't really understand the point that she was trying to make. The bit that I got is the guards claim to have gone to the courts to get a warrant to force Facebook to do something. I don't know which part of that fell down. Facebook, for example, will cooperate in matters like, and are required to, in matters like child sexual abuse. This isn't that, or terrorism, or something of that nature. In fairness to Facebook, they can't investigate everything. They're dealing with billions of messages put out on their portal every day, only the most serious. And I'm very sorry to say that this wouldn't reach that level within Facebook, despite the appalling nature of the whole thing. But much of it I didn't understand, Damien.
What is a URL? We've a little clip here of Mary Butler talking then about a URL. Just have a quick listen to this. Did the Gardaí find out who hacked your page?
No, because Facebook were not prepared to go any further. The reason why they did not find out who hacked my page was because the URL had disappeared and they weren't prepared to go any further. So this is the problem I have.
Facebook weren't prepared to go any further, or the Gardaí weren't prepared?
No, Facebook weren't prepared to give any more information. They said the page no longer...
What is the URL?
The URL is... I'm not sure of what URL stands for. But if, for example, you wanted to trace my Twitter account today, there's a URL that shows that this is my page.
Okay, Graham. So URL. Talk to me about URLs, please.
URL is simply the bit at the top of the page that is www.wlrfm.com, if that's your website address. It's simply the www reference on the top line in the browser line, you know, HTTP. www.ibm.com or ryanair.com. So that's a URL. It's simply the website address.
Okay, and if somebody did set up a fake account and then deleted that account, is it possible then to go back and find who would have done that or where that would have come from?
People might be surprised, but and be all anti-Facebook and this and think Facebook do nothing. Facebook claim that they take down literally 2 to 4 billion fake Facebook profiles every quarter. So that's over 10 billion a year. You know, they don't validate properly and people use them as proxy accounts to abuse other people. But Facebook take them down by the millions on a daily basis. Yes, people do put up false profiles, especially to intimidate or harass others. And then they delete the pages or they're taken down for disrespecting the service, or Facebook just decides they don't meet. The requirements of Facebook and they take them down automatically. Facebook have so many people online, they don't need extra accounts, and in their defense they do take down this is a matter of public record, and they say this themselves, and it's substantiated by others, including their auditors. It's at least 2 to 4 billion a quarter that they take down.
Now, Mary Butler went on to say she got a letter from the superintendent or chief superintendent of Waterford specifically saying that she hadn't been involved in this.
I spoke at length to the chief superintendent in Waterford. In writing, he provided me with the following. The simple reality is that you and your family are the victims in this case, which was investigated by An Garda Síochána, and there was absolutely no equivocation on that.
She was able to say categorically that it wasn't any victims of child sex abuse that would have interacted with her account. And yet we don't know who set up this alleged Facebook account, this hacking account. So how does one square that, Graham?
Well, I've been involved in numerous cases advising people and been down to the station with people who've been upset by social media or been subjected to abuse, or whose firms have lost money because they got one of these false CEO emails, Damien, that sort of thing. And maybe somebody transferred 20, 30 grand to something like that. It is most unusual for the Garda, for the barracks or the Garda station, or particularly the chief super to issue a statement of that kind. I've not come across that before. I really don't know what to say, but it's not the sort of statement the Gardaí normally make.
One final clip from Mary Butler. Why won't they tell you who put the laughing emoji up? Because under a court order, they have given you and allowed the guards to access Facebook accounts of other people.
Yes.
Have they said why they won't?
My understanding is because those accounts are live, that they're available. My understanding is that the page that was set up to do the laughing emoji didn't exist for very long, and that it was very difficult to trace it.
So was the only evidence of hacking on the page the laughing emoji?
Yes.
The hackers, as far as we understand, just added one a laughing emoji. Is that right?
Yes. But it was enough to do damage, Damien. It was shared 900 times over the weekend.
Are you telling me that the Garda investigation has now run into the sand because Facebook will not reveal who put up that laughing emoji? Do you know, do the Gardaí know who put up that laughing emoji?
I have my suspicion, okay? That's all I have, a suspicion. The Gardaí have a suspicion, and I'd imagine that was why they went down the road of looking at certain pages.
We understand from what she's saying in that, Graeme Mulhern, that there was, like she's saying, that there was a false account set up.
It's very cloudy. She shouldn't be making out that that's in any way unusual. The Gardaí or the police worldwide normally need to go to the courts, unless they're doing so covertly, normally need to go to the courts to get a warrant to look at people's phones or seek the court's permission to go into their Facebook profile or something like that. That's not unusual. And why she'd make particular reference to that, I don't understand. That is the daily business of investigations in the cyber police or the Garda National Crime Bureau. And there's nothing unusual about that whatsoever. Standard everyday process.
Finally, Graeme Mulhern, what needs to be done? Is there a way of policing Facebook from a government or a European perspective?
That's more of a social and financial and particularly a political issue, Damien. Big, big hot potato. Facebook is a huge source of financing for the banks, a huge source of jobs in Europe and the US and around the world. Governments are dead keen to get Facebook to invest in their country, and a lot of effort is done to do that. I unfortunately believe that politicians prefer the ribbon opening sections or part of Facebook life, announcing a new floor or a new building to take on thousands of new employees. And they're not so inclined to start policing, taxing Facebook or introducing laws at this stage, because Facebook is a huge part of the new economy, as is Google and everybody else in the big tech world. And I think we're still on the upside of the job creation and the wealth creation side of it. And I think there's less interest from politicians at the moment in policing them. But we are getting closer to it. And we're talking about, for example, a social media commissioner or czar in this country. And they're talking about it in the UK as an extension to the digital police and all that sort of thing. But we could start with having a cyber guard in every major station, and there is one single cyber court in the country, and judges who understand it and are able to deal with it. There's a lot of simple steps we could take that we are not taking. But it does make me wonder why the likes of Facebook, who've been around now for nearly 15 or 20 years, why Facebook, Google don't face tougher sanction at this stage.
Very well put. Graeme Mulhern, thanks very much for joining me this morning.